Welcome to Elevated Leadership, where we embrace the truth that everyone is a leader, whether they recognize it or not. The secret to having great impact lies in how well we lead ourselves above all else. I'm Jenna Young, a hospitality entrepreneur and certified professional coach with over 20 years of experience as a leader. Having learned the ropes the hard way, my mission is to simplify the journey for you. Let's take this path to elevated leadership together. We're back, and I'm titling this episode, It's Time to Get Uncomfortable, because I'm here to help you get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And it's also so hard to believe that this is the final episode of season one, but it's been a blast, and we will be back. You can be sure to follow me on Instagram at Elevated Leadership, and of course, I'll make updates there when episodes are coming out. Be sure to subscribe so that you're alerted when new episodes come out, and it's just been an honor. It's been a really fun process. I know I say this all the time, but I've learned a lot and I'm ready to go out with a bang on this episode. I really grappled with the topic because there are so many good ones that we haven't done yet. And when I look at the arc of this season, it was such a natural progression from where we started to where we ended up. And I really didn't plan that. I didn't map the episodes out in advance. We went week to week. I used feedback. I paid attention to what was landing and not landing. And for this week, I want to go out with the biggest reframe that we can get. Today, we'll talk about why and how to embrace the hard and uncomfortable times that you will undoubtedly face as a leader. And I don't mean how to survive or tolerate these times. We will learn how to embrace them. When you can embrace and roll with the situation, your energy is at a higher vibration, and that means that the outcome will be positive. But we as humans spend so much of our life in resistance and avoidance, and that's very low vibration, and it's based in, you guessed it, fear. Today's question will be, why are the bad times so good and so necessary? And this may be the most important episode to date, but that's kind of hard to say because the other ones built such a solid foundation for it. So you'll have to listen. Let me know what you loved, what really hit home for you in all of these episodes, because I'm sure it's different for everyone. Before we dive into this, please know that when I'm talking about something being, quote, hard or uncomfortable, I'm not referring to abuse or systemic hardship and injustice that's based on race and gender and religion. I'm not talking about huge big T trauma. A lot of this can apply to your whole life, but let's take this topic to a micro level today. Let's look at your leadership life. And then you can make the decision of where you want to expand this out in your own life. Because I'm not minimizing your experience. I'm not excusing bad behavior or just telling you to get over anything. And while we're on that topic, just a blanket statement here at the end of the season. If you ever hear something and think I'm minimizing feelings or being dismissive or disrespectful, I can almost guarantee that you're misunderstanding me or I'm misrepresenting something. It's just not ever my MO, and I share my contact info via Instagram and email in every episode, so you can always reach out for clarity if something isn't hitting home for you in a way that feels good. That was just a bit of necessary housekeeping because we've all had such different experiences, and it is possible that something I say won't line up with your specific experience, and that's okay. I can't wait to get into this topic. It impacts every one of us because who the hell out there has not faced a hard experience? It really comes with being human. And today we'll talk about how to see it in a new way. But before that, of course, I have my final real life leadership story to share. Sometimes my stories are so random and one-offs, but this one actually connects to the topic so well. So as I mentioned in the last episode, I was on vacation with my family. We were in Costa Rica. And we visit an area that's pretty famous and protected for their sea turtle nesting that happens on the beach. And if you don't know, the whole sea turtle hatching migration situation is this big production and sea turtles are endangered. Only 5% of eggs actually survive to hatching, and only 1 in 1,000 turtle eggs make it to adulthood. So that's insane. Turtle eggs have so many threats between the ding-dong humans that are like doing stupid things and all the animals. and the weather. So in this area, there are professionals. There's a whole nonprofit organization, and they monitor and protect the nest so that the turtles can have a better chance of survival. So there's two things to know. First of all, the mother sea turtles like do their waddle, their like turtle shuffle on the sand. I feel like there's a term for it, to get to the coast, and they dig in the sand and they bury their eggs. And then a little over a month later, the eggs hatch. And the turtle babies hatch and instinctively feel the urge to make it to water. They feel a calling to get to where they belong, which is in the water. And that journey to the water is not easy or safe. And when I was there, I had the unique, somehow, opportunity, privilege to one day see a mother doing her nesting, and then another day from a different nest, seeing a baby turtle trying to make its way to the ocean. And the baby's journey was so moving to me. We know from last week, like, I'm a thinker, so I just like watched the journey and felt such a connection between what that turtle was doing and what business ownership is like, really what life is like. But this is a leadership podcast, so really like the whole journey of starting a business and being a leader. And just hear me out. And I'll share videos of this on my Instagram too today if you want to check that out. The baby turtle feels this calling that can't be ignored. It instinctively knows that it needs to get to the ocean. And if you have or want to start your own business, you know this feeling. And it's the thing you know you're meant to do. So the baby turtle sets out, and it's friggin' hard. The baby is like 2 inches long. And the beach we were on, I don't know. I'm not good at measurement, but it was many, 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 many feet to the ocean. And it's very long and hot. But that long journey is what strengthens the baby to actually survive in the water. In fact, if there were a shortcut, or if a person picked the turtle up and brought it closer just to make it easier, the turtle would have much less likelihood of surviving once it made it into the water. So that long and arduous journey is there for the baby to build strength. And I'm sure you can see where I'm going here. As the baby turtle makes its way to the water, the option to turn around becomes less and less available. And I bet the baby would love to turn around and go back to the shade, but it simply isn't an option anymore, and the only choice is to continue forward. And the turtle is us, guys. The beach is the journey to your goal, guys. I know you're following me on this. The journey to the water gets really interesting as the turtle gets closer to the water. Without fail, waves come and knock it so far back. And all the people who are watching and standing around are like, no, another wave. Like, it was so close. And the wave will knock the baby back dozens of feet. And you know the turtle's like cursing that wave if it could. And the challenges that keep knocking it back. And they get close and they get knocked back. But when the wave knocks them back, they feel the water. And this whole process of being knocked back is building grit and strength. So it's almost like every time a wave is knocking it back, it's actually becoming more equipped for what it will experience when it gets into the water. So you know there's no turning back from there. And in some cases, the turtle's even flipped over. So it won't be able to get right back side up if another wave doesn't come. So there's this tipping point in the journey. This is what I noticed, is that for a while, we were all like, no, another wave. And then suddenly we were wishing for another wave. We wanted another wave to come so it could flip the turtle back over and pull it further in. And eventually the wave is what helps the turtle get into the water rather than being the thing that pushes it back. The waves become necessary to take the turtle in. And it happens really quickly, that shift. But it was so interesting to watch. I watched the whole thing and I felt so moved. Like, this is what business ownership feels like. The calling to do the thing, the fear and the discomfort, the challenges, the waves that push you back, and the strength that you gain in that process. And then suddenly realizing that the waves are actually helpful and they're pulling you in. Today's episode is about viewing the inevitable waves that are coming and will continue to come in your life as your helpers. The The truth is that life is in session and hard, I say quote, hard times are happening whether you want them to or not. And I'm willing to bet that you would prefer that they didn't happen. But that isn't the way of the world. And as we learned with the baby sea turtle, nature has an order and a plan because the waves of difficulty are important for overall growth. The secret is in this amazing quote from Harville Hendrix, which states that the universe cares more about your growth than your happiness. And isn't that true for the baby sea turtle? If the system had been set up for ease and happiness, the turtle would not have needed that epic journey. The epic journey is what prepares us. And the worst mistake you can make is to face those hard things and just be straight up pissed and resistant about it, because you're missing the growth opportunity of it all, the entire purpose of it. And I have three goals for you, for us, in this episode. And they are: one, to accept the reality; two, define what your version of hard is. It's different for all of us. And three, reframe how you view and deal with the hard things. So accept, define, and reframe. That's our roadmap for today. Let's talk about acceptance first, because acceptance is most of the battle. The majority of people in their life live in a state of resistance. So what I'm talking about is the opposite. And I don't mean that you need to accept bad behavior or let boundaries be crossed. This is a different type of acceptance. We must accept that some events in life are uncomfortable. And life will be better when you stop fighting it and you start to see how it's working for you. And this isn't toxic positivity. This is reality. I'm not telling you that you have to love everything that happens, but I am suggesting that you learn to accept it. Discomfort is entirely unavoidable, but think about how much of your life and energy you spend trying to avoid it. It's so illogical. It's a waste of energy. It's a guaranteed way to feel disappointed. And some people are actually emotionally addicted to feeling disappointed because it's so familiar to them. So this is a guaranteed way for them to get their hit if they're disappointed every time something's uncomfortable. I feel like in today's world, we, myself included, have become so intolerant of being uncomfortable because the world is just built around the extreme comfort and constant entertainment and always being satiated at all moments. So it's really no surprise that our tolerance and our grit for life are at an all-time low. And a side note, research has shown that while our grit and our tolerance and our discomfort are at an all-time low, so is our satisfaction in life. Drug use and suicide in all age groups, especially with teenagers, is at an all-time high. So it's almost as if the challenges and the overcoming that we've become experts at avoiding are the actual purpose to life. We need to accept that life and absolutely leadership will come with challenges. Sometimes frequently, sometimes rarely, it's pretty unpredictable, but you can't prepare for all of it. Some of it you can, some of it you can't. Peter Crone is this incredible coach, and he shared a concept that was, suffering isn't caused by what's happening, it's caused by your resistance to what's happening. So if you want to suffer less, resist less. This is a great place to start when you're talking about learning how to reframe this whole idea of being uncomfortable. Like I said, you don't have to enjoy everything that happens. That's not what I'm talking about, and that's unrealistic anyway. But you can accept it as the reality, and you don't really have another choice. And then after you accept it, you can use all of these skills that we've learned in elevated leadership to just do the best you can, to take the next right step. And I assure you that when you face the challenge and you do it in line with your values, you will wind up better, stronger, more satisfied as a leader than if the challenge had never even happened. Now, if you messed up and you have a regret, you botched something, first of all, welcome to the club, but also accept that reality and then do your best with that next step. How are you helping anything by wallowing or resisting it? This can be practiced everywhere. I don't know if you've seen that graphic that's like, here's an image of what you can control and here's what you can't control. And in the circle that you can control, it's just your own thoughts, actions, beliefs. It's what happens within you. Everything else is outside in what you can't control. And so you can practice this idea of acceptance. I highly encourage it in the really simple moments, like when you're in traffic, when a line is long, when the weather's bad, or, you know, your definition of bad. Practice as much as you can accepting in those times where it's very easy, and that will help you when it's harder to accept to be able to do that. Have you ever considered one-on-one coaching, but you aren't really sure what to expect? I'll answer some of the frequently asked questions and concerns that I hear out there. The first concern is usually around the level of commitment, like how long, how much will it cost, how do we meet? The how long is entirely determined by you, but I see the most success for people who commit to 6 sessions up front, and we can understand and uncover a lot in that time. Many or most clients do even continue longer than that, but that's such a great starting point. The cost, especially considering the level of life change that is available, is low and it's high value. And I'm currently charging $75 for an hour session. And this is way below average, but I'm really passionate about making it available. I'm absolutely going to increase my rates as time becomes more strapped. If you're listening to this episode in the future, check my website for updated pricing. I meet clients in person here in Bar Harbor or via Zoom. You can start and stop whenever is convenient. It's all very flexible. Another question I got asked is, what do we do in the session? Coaching is entirely client-led. We talk about whatever you're noticing or struggling with, and my job is mainly to ask questions or to help you have a better understanding with your own truth. We strategize, we make plans. It's pretty amazing how complicated situations can reorganize when you talk about them with someone who is fully there to listen. The beauty of coaching is that it's very focused on the present and leading into the future. And it's also focused on creating change quickly. So there's no success or failure in coaching. It's all about the process. And the final most common concern boils down to some level of the fear of the unknown. Committing to something new can be hard, but when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll be ready to take action. So let me know if you get there. You can find me on Instagram at Elevated Leadership and through email at hello@elevatedleadershipgrowth.com. Next, we move on to defining what your version of hard is. What are you really trying to avoid? And I'll help you get there. And also, why are you trying to avoid that? Because leadership can be, quote, hard, but I say quotes around it because our definition of what hard is different for every single one of us. We decide and label what is and isn't hard in our own lives, and we've decided collectively that hard equals bad. And I experience things every day that you might say is hard, but I haven't labeled them that way, and vice versa. And it's very dependent on the experiences that we've had. So I can guarantee that if you love to run and are running a marathon, I've labeled that as hard because that's my personal experience. Maybe that's not the truth for you. We are all trying to avoid something different. And while one person may be terrified of not having enough support in a project, that may not even cross another person's mind. And we also have different programming from our parents and from the world. Of course, there are some things that collectively we can all agree are hard, like losing a loved one, experiencing physical pain. That's totally understandable that for everyone, we feel that that's hard. My challenge for you is to get clear on what specifically you're avoiding the most as a leader. What is your biggest fear as a leader? And then take a step further to understand where that fear came from, because it did not come out of thin air. You experienced or learned something that helped to create that. And is it working for you? What has it protected you from? Can you get clear on what's really happening? I'd love to share my example with you because I'm an example gal. And I'll tell you that when I really looked at my leadership fears, they all boiled down to the same general themes. And that was A, being taken advantage of. I have a fear of that. And B, not being supported, like having to do it all alone. The very biggest things I was trying to avoid all had that in common. And I didn't notice that until I really looked at it. And then I could take those themes and ask myself, why? Where did I experience that? Because a lot of other people don't have those fears. But why are they so big for me? I basically used a teeny tiny sand shovel to unearth the reality of why those were my fears, because it wasn't that hard to figure out. When I looked at my life and those fears, they were so clearly related, and it was pretty easy to figure out. And I experienced freedom because then I knew that I was simply afraid of the past repeating itself. And that was statistically impossible because I'm not the same person now and I'm not in the same situation and I could see things clearly. This is the type of work that we do in coaching, and the awareness around what's really happening subconsciously will create ultimate freedom. My last goal for us today was to do a reframe, because I love a good reframe of something that we thought we understood. So how can we reframe the hard and bad things to see them in a new way? I want you to think like the baby sea turtle and remember the Hendrix quote that the universe cares more about your growth than about your happiness. Here's your reframe from me as you continue to face the epic leadership journey. There are certain lessons that you are meant to learn, but you won't learn them sitting on a beach sipping a piña colada. And you also won't learn them by resisting and being pissed off when something bad happens. You learn the lessons by paying attention and staying curious in the hard times. And the problem is that some people are so out of awareness, they're so asleep and busy being resistant and offended that they don't learn the lesson that's showing up just for them, for their own growth. And then they're surprised when the same problem keeps repeating itself. Because what do you think happens when you don't learn the lesson? The challenge has to find a new way, a new person, a new vehicle, a new scenario to try to reach you again. It's there for you, and until you see it, it's going to keep showing up again and again and again. So when you start to see patterns in your life and you start thinking, why does this always happen to me? Why am I always drawn to this type of person? Why do I always feel this way at the end of the day? It's because you aren't learning the lesson that's meant for you to grow to the next level. So open yourself up to the experience. See that everything, even the crap, is happening for your growth, but only you can choose whether or not you decide to do the growing. And that's how free will works. The lesson and the challenge is showing up earnestly, just waiting to be learned. And some people are so asleep that they'll never learn it, and the same challenges will continue for the rest of life. So here are your new thoughts when life gets hard. I want you to begin to ask these types of questions with curiosity when you're uncomfortable. Why is this happening for me rather than to me? What am I most meant to be learning right now? What is the opportunity in this? What pattern am I noticing in my life? And what is the lesson so that I can learn it and squash the pattern from continuing? I've had so many of my biggest business fears and painful situations come true, even recently. And I laugh because after we figure it out and get through them, I don't fear them anymore. Like, we figured it out once so we can figure it out again. And I love that because the more I experience and the more I'm challenged, the less I stay in fear, the less I fear in life. The bad things are what help us to build confidence and stand tall when leadership gets hard. And my final tip, this is like a very practical tip, is that you need to practice hard in order to be good at hard. I went through this 1 week that was so rough. I was knocked down repeatedly and I was personally struggling to use these actual tools. Like, I was in such a low place, it was hard for me to access these tools. And I was glad that I had a really solid foundation, but sometimes that doesn't even feel like enough. But I had been practicing this for years and years and years, and it was still hard to access. The tools that we have here do work, but you're not going to be able to access them when you're in a panic unless you practice when you aren't in a panic. This is why people who cold plunge or exercise regularly, they run marathons, they push themselves, they meditate, they have the mental stamina and discipline because they're practicing being uncomfortable. And they practice it in a way that's under their control. So when hard things come that are out of their control, their mind has been doing the training to be able to react in a calmer way. So my question is, where can you create challenge that pushes you and helps you to practice these tools even before you actually need them? An example of what I do is that I'll choose occasionally, not always, to do a really hard Peloton ride. And I'll use like Kendall Tool or Robin or Ally Love. Those are my go-to really hard classes. And I'll push myself really physically and pay attention with awareness to what's happening in my mind. So I'm curiously wondering what happens to my mind when things get hard. These thoughts can tell me so much about myself. So the goal is to keep my mind calm even when my body's not calm. And I don't always accomplish that, but it's practice. So often people will read a post or listen to a podcast or read an article and they'll think, oh yeah, that's cool, but they never integrate it into their life. And all of these concepts do require practice. So if you have a very easy life with no discomfort, no challenge, you won't have the training required to manage the challenges that come. And I think about this with our kids as well. Life needs to be gritty in order to build grit. I truly hope that this episode helps you. And we went through acceptance, defining, and understanding what we're avoiding, and reframing what these hard waves really are doing in our lives. And I can tell you, organizing it in this way was a really great reminder for me as well. Please contact me. Let me know about your goals and your new awareness and what you're doing to practice uncomfortable times so that you can train your own mindset so that you can be ready for the challenges when they come. I'm here to support you in one-on-one coaching, assist you and your team to level up, or even just have a casual conversation. And you can reach out to me, as you know, on Instagram, also hello@elevatedleadershipgrowth.com. We are about to start the spring season for our businesses, and I'm really excited to see what our teams will accomplish this year. So I'd like to say thank you to the amazing humans in and out of leadership at our businesses, Side Street Cafe, The Annex, Thrive Juice Bar and Kitchen, and Yellow House Inn, for inspiring so many of the topics we talk about. And also, all of the leadership growth that I've experienced in my own life has been through those businesses and the people in them. And a special thank you to Bo Jennings, our Director of Operations, for all of the moral and organizational support. And thank you to my family for always believing in whatever I'm doing. And finally, Mike Perlman, my podcast producer. This whole project wouldn't have existed without his skills and expertise. Swan Studios in Bar Harbor, Maine has given us such a gift in our small town. And the fact that I can sit on our main street and broadcast this out is such a thrill. Allison Shank for graphics and creative collaboration. It's been real, my friends. Keep elevating, and I am still here rooting for you.